Episode 664, Confessions of an Upset Mama, The Game of Life.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
happy,
radio.
Happy day, y'all. How are you doing? I have so missed you, and I'm so excited that you're here. You know what? You just bring an absolute joy and warmth to my heart. Thank you so much for being a part of this family. I can't tell you that enough. Because I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for you. I wouldn't be here if you were not tuning in and subscribing on your favorite podcast app. I wouldn't be here if you weren't getting something from it. And so I want you to know that I truly am here for you. If you're struggling with something or you need just someone to chat, you know what? I'm a good girlfriend to have. I'm here every day for you. And so if you want to take some time with me personally, it's free. It's me outreaching to you, being able to serve you. Click on the link in the show notes. Take AIM. There you can fill out just a couple questions. Of course, your name, because I have to be able to get in touch with you. And we can set up a time, a one-on-one time for you and I to chat. Now, like I said before, this is free. It's my way of saying thank you to you. Whatever you need, I'm here for you. Let's chat, because you know what? That's what all girls love to do. And why not do it around coffee chat time? For those of you who are brand new to the family, hey, welcome. Come on in. Get comfortable. Oh, yes, today is confession day. This is the day that we get real and raw, but we're real and raw every single day here at Create Your Now, but specifically on confession day. Because I think we need to sometimes feel like, yeah, we're really pulling back the curtains. And I try not to do much editing when it comes to these episodes, because I want you to hear me stumble and fumble. I want you to hear my oops and my goops and all of that jazz. I want you to know that this is real. I'm not getting on here just going, oh yeah, here I am, all perfect and beautiful, and this is how it's supposed to be, and this is how you live your perfect life, and then go and leave you while I'm living my perfect life, which I so am not. I live a very imperfect, perfect life. And we all do. And it's a game of life that we have to play on a daily basis, isn't it? So if you're brand new to the family, I just want to give you a big hug from afar. Welcome. If you haven't already had the opportunity, head on over to createyournow.com where you can sign up for the Kisses newsletter. It's a newsletter that's going to really help you keep your life a little simpler indeed. Okay, now that we've got all of that stuff out of the way. Oh, and remember, we're starting the new series, My Strength is My Story. You know, go click on the link. It's in the show notes. My Strength is My Story. If, number one, you have guest recommendations, and number two, maybe you want to tell your story right here on Create Your Now. That's a way to begin the conversation with me. I can't help but think about the game of life. And you know me, I'm a really deep thinker. And I come up with the craziest things. I can be putting silverware in the dishwasher. And all of a sudden I'm like, oh, and I take myself to this weird, deep, dark, not dark place, but this deep place of silverware and how it would connect with, I mean, it gets kind of wacky. And my children, when I begin talking to myself, because I do talk to myself and I talk out loud, and so they come in and like, Mom, are you on the phone? And I'm like, nope, I'm talking to myself today. Oh, okay. Because they know sometimes I'm on the phone. They can't see it because I've got my earpiece in. And so they want to be respectful. But we kind of get a giggle out of it. And so with the game of life, you got to sometimes really be one who wants to take a moment and reflect. Take a moment and analyze where you are. Now, we may have had that opportunity to do so when we were in high school, maybe in college. But then we get married, we say I do, we have children, life begins to happen, we go down the road, we finish college, maybe we go back to school, we get an extra degree or two, we get a certification, we have more kids, they begin to grow up, and then we're like, well, now what about me? I seem to have lost myself in the game of life. How do you prepare for the game of life? How do you ready your children? How do you ready yourself? It's not just about getting up in the morning and going in your closet and figuring out what to wear. Life is so much more complicated than that. I was watching the World Series, and I got to tell you this, you know, real and honest here, I am not a huge baseball fan. But when it comes to the World Series, oh yes, I'm all in. I love to watch the championship. Same with basketball. I enjoy basketball sort of, kind of, because I have a basketball team. Yeah, five children. It's my basketball team. But I got to tell you that I don't watch it on a normal basis. But when it comes to the championships, oh yeah, I'm there. I enjoy that. I don't know why. Maybe it's because there's more excitement. Maybe I enjoy watching that underdog that nobody was looking out for, and all of a sudden they're rising to the top. That's what I love. Well, I was watching the World Series, and I couldn't help but think about how hard the Cubs have had to play to overcome their mishaps. They were really good at the very beginning. And then the Indians came back, and they're like, you know, Cleveland was like, we're not going to let you take this. And they were ahead in the series 3-2. Oh, yes. Now, if you're not following this, that's okay. Bear with me here. This is the World Series of October, November of 2016. Oh, yes. Pretty cool. It's pretty awesome. Sixth game. And we've got, it's being played at in Cleveland. And so the Cubs are up to bat first. And they hit, they got three runs in the first inning. Woo, that was awesome. You know, and I got to tell you, okay, I won't tell you because it'll spoil the whole thing. I won't tell you who I'm rooting for. But we'll just continue on with the story. So all it takes in life is what? Is a home run. So the second inning goes by. There's no score by between the Cubs or the Indians. No one gets any scores, you know, just eventually strikeouts. And then the top of the third, the Cubs are up. Bases loaded. Russell comes in and hits a home run, a grand slam. 4 points now added to the board. It's 7-0. Cubs. Yeah! Now, I don't care what team you're rooting for. That's exciting. A grand slam? I mean, bases loaded? You know, I mean, you can't ask for anything more. Russell, I mean, he was awesome. In the game of life, you're always looking for that home run. That job promotion, the best marriage made of love and steel where nothing will come in its way. The children who are successful, they grow up. Your health, where you're feeling sexier now than when you were dating. Oh, yeah, come on. However, it's not about the home runs. It's all about the little moments, all about the sweat, all the frustration, all the forgiveness, all the grace that led to the 3 seconds. That's all it took for that home run to happen. But we don't practice for the home run. We practice and we progress in all the little things. The game of life is made in your consistency, doing what you need to do when you don't feel like doing it. I'm going to say that again. The game of life is made in your consistency, doing what you need to do when you don't feel like doing it. Going that extra mile because you can. Not giving up when that's the easiest thing to do. Whatever your life's equation is that you're working on, you know, from, it doesn't matter what it is. Whether you have spirituality as a part of your life's equation. Whether you have a certain, you know, your marriage in there is part of your equation. Finances, etc. Your health. Consistency is vital to your success and getting the results you desire. So how are you showing up in the game of life? Are you just showing up for those home runs? Are you just trying to play the game that Russell did? And you're waiting for the bases to be loaded and you're standing there and you're going to hit that ball? No. No. Or are you willing to be consistent and work daily on getting the results you desire in your life and the success you want so badly? You see, Russell dreamed of having that opportunity. He did. Base is loaded. He's up to bat. I can't remember how many balls and how many strikes he had before he hit that grand slam. Out of the park. It was awesome. And it went wild, crazy in the stands. He imagined that. He may have dreamt that. But you see, he practiced hitting the ball. Different balls, curve balls, fast balls, slow balls, high balls, low balls, any balls you want. But he didn't practice for the home run. because he was doing it with all the little hits along the way. How are you showing up in the game of life? Are you only practicing and going for those home runs? Because if that's all that you're doing, just trying to get to the top in your profession, just trying to get a certain accolade, I'm telling you, you're going to live a lonely life. I'm just throwing it out there. It's confession day, man. That's how it is. But you were created for more. You were created for someone to be impacted by you directly. You may not even know that person. In fact, wait, today you may have already met that person that you were supposed to impact. You see, it's those little moments. It's the little moments that add up to the home runs in the game of life. We all want those home runs. We all want that perfect, gorgeous marriage where you just feel like you're like, you know, attached to the hip. You finish each other's sentences. You smile. You love each other. But there's a lot of other things that go with that too in the game of life. Forgiving. Serving and loving where they're at when you're supposed to be. And then the kids come along and, oh my goodness, talk about complication. They just kind of throw a mess in everything, don't they? Because they challenge us to the core. More so than sometimes our husbands do. And then you want to build a business and you want to, you know, build this new life of yours, this passion that's been burning within you. And you're like, oh, are you showing up only for the home runs? Or are you willing to be constant and consistent at working on getting the daily results that you desire? How do you play your game of life? What are the rules? Well, I'm so glad you asked. Here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. It's one step at a time. If I had to say that there's a golden rule to the game of life, maybe even the platinum rule, it's one step at a time. One step at a time leads to miles of greatness. And you know what? I read this in a book somewhere. It's the best book ever. It tells you how to succeed at life. It tells you how to play the game of life. It's called the Bible. Matthew 7:7 gives you the one step at a time. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the doors will be open. It's one step at a time. Now, does that mean that we get every single thing that we want? Oh, no, we don't. God has his provisions. And he sees fit as to what we need at his timing. If you were to sit back in your life and actually take time to go over and see how all the little puzzle pieces fit together, you might be amazed at the masterpiece that's being created right before you. He's orchestrating every single move in your life. One step at a time, ask, seek, and knock. God wants us to be forthcoming with where and what we want in life, the game of life. But we have to be willing to show up. We can't just show up for the home runs because that's playing shallow. That's playing it safe. And when you play it safe, you don't benefit in the long run. And ultimately, then you suffer. How about you start practicing some curveballs? Going out and embracing the fear that surrounds you. Stop making excuses. Go for the high balls. You think you can't do it? I bet you can. You'll find a way. Oh, go for the low balls. You're feeling down and out? You're not. God's on your side. Ask, seek, and knock. Life, the game of life. Are you willing to play it the hard way and play hardball? Are you willing to get back in the game? It's up to you. Is it just about the home runs? Are you ready to put it into practice one step at a time? I know you are. And if you need help, again, I'm here for you. Click on the link. Take aim. Maybe you just need a little direction, a little maybe quick kick in the you know where. We all need that once in a while. I need it sometimes. I get down and out. I've told you that. I've been honest where I feel like sometimes I'm not really what I'm, you know, I'm not doing what I'm supposed to be doing sometimes. I've had that feelings of like, maybe I should quit, do something else. Should this podcast continue? Maybe I need to take a different direction. You know, these questions come up in our minds. It's called life. It's the game of life. But you can do anything you set your mind to. Ask, seek, and knock. You shall find it. It will be given to you. It may not look exactly like you want it to look, but with God at the helm, nothing's impossible. It's all beauty. That's all he sees in you. It's all beauty. He wants you to hit your home run today, but it's going to take you to go to practice. Get those curveballs in, the fastballs, the slow balls, the high balls, the low balls. You got this. I know you do because God's carrying you. Make it an incredible day. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.